Sie hören SBS German.
Jetzt im Programm ein Gespräch mit John Goldstein. Ich machte den deutschen Migranten in Queensland ausfindig. Er wurde 1938 auf hoher See geboren und man kennt ihn an der Goldküste als The King of Meat Pies. Außerdem hat er vor vielen Jahren den Gold Coast Marathon gegründet, mit ein paar hundert Teilnehmern ein heute internationales Event mit fast 30.000 Teilnehmern. Aber wie kam der Marathon zustande?
Well, it was an idea after I had health problems, that I had problems with my spine, and the doctor said you've got to give up the business and go and do something else. Because you can't take it anymore, and my wife said, "No, you're not fit to be a insurance salesman. So why not go along and see what you can do about it?" So I started walking. The pain went. Friends came back from Honolulu, and they said, "There's a beautiful marathon over there, a marathon clinic. Why don't you set one up here in Australia?" And I did that, and that was. In the Rotary Club, accepted unanimously, and so every Sunday morning there was a lecture from all sorts of people, physiotherapists, hypnotherapists, people on acupuncture, all avenues of health. And so what happened is, at the end of a year, we started to say that we will put on a marathon for you, Gold Coast International Marathon.
Das war 1979 mit 114 Teilnehmern nur. Heute ist daraus ein Riesenanlass geworden mit 28.000 Marathonläufern. Sind Sie jemals mitgelaufen, die volle Strecke, 42 Kilometer?
No, mein ganzes Leben war ein Marathon. Und no, ich habe nicht mitgelaufen, aber ich war da vom Anfang bis nach Finish, to be able to say that organization needed to be a marathon effort in itself. So I was more on the organizing side than the participating side, even though I kept my health in good order with walking and running.
Ja. Geboren sind Sie ja 1938 auf einem Schiff in Richtung Australien. Wie kam das?
My dad and mum were leaving Berlin on the 9th of November, the Kristallnacht, and came across the Brenner Pass, a bit of a problem there, and down into Naples to catch a Japanese boat on the way out. They had exit visas to go through from Berlin, but if the baby had been born in Germany, there would have been difficulties in getting out with three people instead of two people on the pass, on the exit permit. So I was born 2 weeks later in the Red Sea, or on the Red Sea.
Ihre Eltern waren also jüdischen Glaubens und mussten Deutschland verlassen oder sind rechtzeitig noch geflüchtet. Ihr Vater war Konditor.
Yes, he was a very good pastry cook and conditor. And Mum was a trained sales girl. And they came to Australia without any English, without any money, and virtually landed in Sydney on the 13th of January 39, where the bushfires in the Blue Mountains were unbelievable, and I think about 160 people were killed through that fire there.
Dann werden also Ihre Eltern sich bestimmt gedacht haben, in was für ein Land sind wir gekommen? Wir haben unser Leben gerettet, aber wo zum Teufel, vielleicht sogar, sind wir gelandet.
From the frying pan into the fire, I call it.
Ihr Vater und Mutter, die haben dann auch wieder als Konditor in Brisbane zuerst und später an der Goldküste gearbeitet und ein Imperium, kann man glaube ich schon sagen, von Konditoreien aufgebaut.
Yeah. Well, what happened is Dad had to come to Brisbane to get work and subsequently joined the Australian Armed Home Forces and was medically discharged with diabetes there. And in 44, he opened up his own little bakery in Roma Street, Brisbane. And from there, it was down to the coast. But I joined him in 1954 as an apprentice at 16 years old. And when we came down to the coast in 57, it was a very hard time because Dad wasn't feeling that well. And the coast was only very small and we had big intervals between seasons. And he died in 1962 after 2 years of illness. And myself, my mother, and my younger brother, who had just joined the bakery, that's Frank, and we continued on until later. That's another story.
Und es war sehr tragisch, nicht wahr? Ihr Vater ist in der Backstube verstorben.
Yes. Yes, sadly, right in front of us, and it was a terrible moment for all of us, and one that took a long time to get over.
Wir sprechen mit John Goldstein von der Goldküste in Queensland, ein Einwanderer aus Deutschland, geboren auf einem Schiff in Richtung Australien im November 1938 und die Familie war jüdisch und musste deswegen Deutschland verlassen. Sie haben Angehörige in Deutschland bestimmt zurücklassen müssen.
You're talking about the family that was left there.
Yeah.
It was brothers, sisters, nephews, nieces, the majority of which numbers over 26 were murdered in Germany there.
Was hat das in Ihnen dann bewirkt, als Sie hier waren und Deutschen begegnet sind? Ich weiß aus Ihrer Biografie, dass Sie sich Zeit Ihres Lebens geweigert haben, ein deutsches Auto zu kaufen.
Yeah, well, Dad, when he came to Australia, was a little anti-German, and the because of what had happened and the sad Red Cross telegrams that were coming to him there, and the news wasn't good, so Dad wasn't that inclined to do anything with a German product. It still hurt him enormously for many years.
Und die deutsche Sprache haben Sie aber weiterhin gepflegt in der Familie.
Ja, für five years, we had a very good German language at home. My father and mother said, now that I'm going to school, you will be able to teach us English.
Und das hat dann auch geklappt?
Yes, and it was further reinforced when my grandmother came over from Quito, Ecuador. She couldn't speak any English. She had gone from German to Spanish, and she said adamantly that she wasn't going to learn any other language. So obviously, when we came home from school, it was Schuhputzen and Glas Milch, Bitte, Dankeschön, all those little things that mean a lot. But I did miss out on the der, die and das of the German grammar.
Ja, aber es ist trotzdem sehr gut und deswegen machen wir ja dieses Interview halb auf Deutsch, halb auf Englisch. Wie war das dann an der Goldküste? Gab es da so etwas oder immer noch wahrscheinlich eine jüdische Gemeinde, die auch zusammenhält etc. und Veranstaltungen besucht, gemeinsame? Wie ist das?
Ja, in 1957, when we came down here, there was probably 10 or 12 little families here. And so with the Southerners that were coming up from Melbourne and Sydney, They wanted to see if they could have a synagogue here. So we all got together, and in 1959, we created the South Coast, or the Surface Paradise, Hebrew Congregation. And from there, it grew. In a couple of years after that, it grew into the Gold Coast Hebrew Congregation. We bought a little house, which was converted into a synagogue. And myself was part of the, how would you say, the inaugural secretary of the committee. And I've been a committee man for many, many years. And, you know, I have a policy of every 3 years I give up my position to be able to have a continuity of new people through the through a committee that runs an organization. And I've kept that policy up all my life.
Und aus welchen Ländern kommen die Menschen jüdischen Glaubens, die an der Goldküste leben?
Yes, there's a lot of locals, you might say. From Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, who are retired here because the Gold Coast is a retirement area. And a lot of people just don't want to get involved anymore because the Gold Coast, if anyone knows it, it is spread out over quite a distance. But they still identify with Jewish life.
And which countries did they originally come from? Do you have any statistics or do you know roughly?
It's hard to say statistics because they come from all over, whether it be England, South Africa, Europe, various areas of East and West of Europe, American, South American. So it's really a cosmopolitan type of community.
Sie hören SBS German im Radio, Internet und auf Ihrem Smartphone.
Montagabend bei SBS Radio und wir sprechen mit John Goldstein oder Goldstein, wie er sich wahrscheinlich in Australien nennt. Ja, wie ist das eigentlich? Nennen sich Goldstein oder Goldstein?
Es geht darauf an, wenn ich Deutsch spreche, ist Goldstein, ja? Aber wenn ich speak English, ist Goldstein.
Wunderbar. Kommen wir zurück zur Konditorei. Daraus wurde ja ein Imperium. Ich glaube, auf dem Höhepunkt waren es 16 oder 18 Läden, die Ihre Familie unterhalten hat. Was wurde da vor allem angeboten?
Ach, das ganze europäische Art. Apfelstrudel, Käsekuchen und, ja, wie soll ich sagen, Streuselkuchen, Butterkuchen, Poppy Seed Cakes, Cheesecake, alles was geht in Europa und in Berlin als ein Konditor hat sich vorgestellt vom und die Croissants und sowas und so weiter, ja.
Ihr Vater und Sie bestimmt auch waren ja dann so etwas wie Pioniere auf diesem Gebiet. Apfelstrudel, glaube ich, das kannten die Australier noch gar nicht oder Käsekuchen. Wie war das dann mit den Maschinen? War das ganz schwierig, die zu bekommen aus Europa?
Maschinen, ja. Aber wir haben alles bei Hand gemacht, ja? Das ist noch eine Handausrollmaschine. Then Blätterteig und mixers for the shortbread and Mürbeteig and all the basic things, but the rest of it was all done by hand, as what it was prior 1938.
Sie haben dann später 1996, glaube ich, den Best Pie Award in Australia gewonnen von der Heart Foundation. Erzählen Sie uns doch ein bisschen darüber.
Well, the long story is that I had a pie over in England, and it was called Steak and Ale, but it tasted beautiful. And so when I came back to Australia, I created this beef and beer pie, and it was really such a good pie flavor, and together with our very special pastry with vegetable oils and low salt content. Where it won the best pie in Australia, it was also sent to the Hart Foundation, and we got a Hart tick for it. And it's still one of our best sellers now.
Und was gefällt Ihnen vor allem an Ihrer Arbeit?
Ich habe sie alle gerne. I like them all. They are really such good pies that we get compliments from all over the world on our pies.
Ja. Die Goldstein-Konditoreien, die haben jetzt, glaube ich, inzwischen 12 Läden und 125 Mitarbeiter. Sie selber sind aber nicht mehr dabei. Warum?
Warum? Ein bisschen vom Gesundheitsproblem. Mein Arzt hat gesagt, my doctor said that I couldn't carry on the way that I was carrying on. So I sold it to my brother, and he had a... And he is continuing it on with his two children, Martin and Joshua. So it's a continuing thing. I medically retired in 96, and it's nearly 23 years that I've been retired, but I still do little things at home, macaroons and various fruit cakes and things like that. I give them away. I don't sell them anymore. I give them away as Christmas presents, birthday presents, and things like that.
Ein letzter Gesprächsblock mit John Goldstein oder Goldstein von der Sunshine Coast. Ein Einwanderer aus Deutschland. Seine jüdische Familie musste fliehen nach der Kristallnacht im November 1938. John selbst kam ein paar Wochen später zur Welt auf einem Schiff in Richtung Australien, ein japanisches Frachtschiff. John, wenn Sie heute so zurückblicken, Sie wurden, wie gesagt, kürzlich 81 Jahre alt. Worauf sind Sie besonders stolz in Ihrem Leben?
Particularly proud of what I've done in my life. I feel as though it's been a marathon life. I have completed, I have had a lot of energy. The energy just keeps on coming on and on and on. And even at 81, I don't feel as though I am 81. I'm an active person, and I will stay active for the rest of my life. I am an idea generator. I am a motivator. And it's given me a lot of satisfaction to be able to coach apprentices, to coach pastry cooks onto better products. And really, I feel proud of what I've done. And I can't say that in light terms, but here on the Gold Coast, we've had enormous successes, and we have grown with the Gold Coast. And over many years, from a little shop in a little village to where we are now, how would you say, everybody on the Gold Coast knows the Goldstein quality and the Goldstein Reliability.
Und Sie wollten Ihr Produkt nie oder Ihre Ladenkette nie national ausbauen? In ganz Australien?
No, it's the old German saying is you don't really run a business that you can't see from your own chimney. That is an old German saying.
Wie heißt das auf Deutsch?
Wie heißt das auf Deutsch, ja. Man sollte nicht ein Geschäft, you can't make a shop that you should run, that you can't see from your own chimney, the Schornstein, ja?
Ja, und in die Politik wollten Sie nie als Politiker in ein Parlament in Queensland oder sogar in Canberra?
No, ich Ich bin kein Politiker, aber ich habe einen großen Wunsch, ja, dass wir really have fire on one hand and we have water on the other hand. We don't really need to have all the water going in northern part of Australia. We need to bring it down to the places that need the water. And that needs effort. And I really feel as though we should get together and have a long-term project similar to the Snowy Mountain scheme. Let's do something that should be bringing the water down from northern part of Australia down into the southern part. We have sunshine with solar power. We have mining equipment that could be helping dig channels and pipes and things like that. We have lots of ways of doing things. We could, and it's a very controversial thing, have something like a national service where we have the youth of the Australia helping with regards to bringing people, bringing the work through. We have migrants and we have refugees from all over the world. We should be able to foster that particular idea and make little towns all the way along the proposed water routes where they can help and assist and give them what would you say, a temporary visa, and then give them full citizenship after they've proven to be a good person to join Australian systems.
Daraus spüre ich, dass Sie ein Befürworter einer weiteren Einwanderung sind, also dass Australien weiter wächst und Menschen aus aller Welt weiter nach Australien kommen dürfen?
I think we should encourage that. It goes on the lines of my father coming to the land of milk and honey, and he developed a family, he developed security, and he developed pride in this country here. And I feel as though a lot of people out there deserve this. Of course, it has all to be vetted and politically coordinated. And it doesn't have to be that it has to be done tomorrow or next year. But let's have a long-term project, something that's good for the future of the country. We don't have to do it all in the one hit. We can do it in stages.
Yeah. Ein schönes Schlusswort und ich bedanke mich ganz herzlich in diesem Sinne, John Goldstein, für dieses Interview.
Dankeschön.
Weitere Podcasts in deutscher Sprache bei sbs.com.au/German.